I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The fighting in Yemen is getting more intense. Earlier today, troops loyal to President Ali Abdullah Saleh fought pitched street battles against opposition fighters in the capital Sana'a. President Saleh is under mounting international pressure to step down after weeks of anti-government protests demanding his ouster. Well, today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton gave Saleh another public nudge.
We cannot expect this conflict to end unless President Saleh and his government move out of the way to permit the opposition and civil society to begin a transition to political and economic reform.
But for the moment, Saleh remains, and Yemen is on the brink of civil war. The BBC's Lena Sinjab is in Sana'a. Lena, what's happening on the streets of Sana'a today?
Well, it seems to be quiet in some part of Sana'a, but around the area of Hasba, tension is escalating with attacks ongoing on the Al-Ahmar tribesmen. Many people have been wounded and a number of people have been killed, including some soldiers, according to government sources. People are really concerned. Some of them have fled the area, leaving whole Sana'a. They are fearing a civil war that could take place. It doesn't look at the moment that any political solution is coming, and only violence is prevailing.
Do you know who right now is clashing with Yemeni forces? Because it seems as if there are different conflicts that have blossomed in different parts of the country.
Yes, exactly. And that's the concern of many of the protesters here. So, for example, what's happening in Zinjibar in the south of the country, right by the coastal side of it, in the Abyan province, some armed forces have taken over the city, have taken over some government building, which gave the authorities here, Ali Abdullah Saleh, his forces, to launch an attack on them. Of course, they claim that these are Al-Qaeda forces, but many question whether these are really Al-Qaeda. While in Taiz, also in the south, Taiz was one of the first cities to start the revolution, calling on President Ali Abdullah Saleh to step down, and it has almost the largest one over the last 4 months. They have attacked protesters in their square. They have shot protesters, and even they've used snipers to shoot them, and they have burnt some of their tents there, just trying to destroy the whole camp. Of course, the government's justification saying that these protesters have broken the law. They've tried to attack police station and government offices, and that's why they have been trying to defend themselves by shooting at them. Of course, this has created lots of anger across the country, even here in Sana'a, and people are not happy with the violence prevailing.
In Sana'a right now, are the protesters continuing to come out? And to what extent are protests, you mentioned this a little bit, but to what extent are protests continuing in other areas of conflict in Yemen as well?
Well, protests are ongoing in different parts, but the main two cities, which are Taiz and Sana'a, I must say the number of people, especially here in Sana'a, who are taking to the street is far less than what you have seen a week ago. But of course, we can't really decide. People have been scared with the violence because the ones I've been speaking to said that they will continue.
And then are these people who are no longer protesting, how are they living? And how's the average citizen there living? Are they holed up at home, or do they feel like they can be mobile at all?
Well, that's the issue. I mean, although many reports are going about tension in Sana'a and like these explosions that are taking place, but it's really taking place in one part of Sana'a, which is a little bit of north of the city. But the rest of it, like the movement is fine. Of course, it's not natural. Many of the shops are closed. Restaurants are closed except for the popular ones. So people are concerned about the situation, and especially the youth who started the revolution. They're very angry of the violence that took place, and they are angry from both sides. The opposition, represented by the tribesmen of Al-Ahmar, who started the clashes with the government, and also angry with the government, saying that they have provoked the opposition into this violence.
All right, the BBC's Lena Sinjab speaking to us from Sana'a, the capital of Yemen. Thanks, Lena.
Thank you.